listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show.
Woo! So, Bing is for doing, and we are doing a star-studded America's Next Top Model After Show, British Invasion. Now that our co-hosts are livening up that studio. Not that you didn't do a good job, Ronnie, but I'm Jackie Moran calling in from New York. Ronnie's hanging on.
Hey.
He's been covering with me for 2 weeks, and now we have the full party back in town.
Woo!
And of course, I start with Miss Brittany Brower, the all-star herself, off her huge birthday celebration.
Woo!
That went 2 weeks.
Sorry, I had a little bit of a long break for the big birthday. It was a big one, folks. That's what that means. Double the pleasure, double the age, double the fun. I had to go all out. So I was a little bit of Vegas, a little bit of Mexico, but now I am back in the studio with you guys and very excited to recap on last night's episode. And great to talk to you, Jackie. I miss you so much.
I miss you so much. And of course, Tyler Brockington, I love saying that you fill the testosterone quota for us, but of course, Ronnie's hanging in too, so I can't leave him out. But Tyler, great to have you back in the studio as well. Now, were you off partying with Brittany?
I was, and I just love that I can be the testosterone. That's just so flattering to me.
Our lack thereof, ladies and gentlemen, as I'm sure if you're listening and watching, you'll think lack thereof.
No, I'm so manly.
So manly.
Yeah, no, I was actually with Britt in Vegas, and it was quite the fun, crazy debauchery as you would expect. The best.
What can we talk about and what can't we talk about, or can we talk about nothing?
Everything. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
I hate that saying.
Twitter, I don't know.
First of all,
Brittany, she was tweeting a lot.
Yeah, nothing ever stays in Vegas ever. I hate that saying. It should be banned from the universe. No one should ever say it again. It's hideous. Everything that you do in Vegas comes up in full swing. But yeah, it was a great time. A lot of my friends, I'd love to say thanks to my friends for coming in because we had a blast. They came in from New York and Florida and, of course, Los Angeles. And we had a great time. And we just got, you know, y'all know me, my viewers and fans out there. You know, I had to top it off.
Oh, really? You drink it? No.
Oh, plug.
Yes, I definitely topped off that weekend. So it was a crazy time, Jackie. I know, Jackie, you got the invite and you couldn't come. Obviously, you were in New York because obviously it's a long flight. But you were definitely missed, and I wish you could have been there to celebrate with me.
I know. You know, you were just saying how people flew in from all over. You're making me feel very guilty.
No. Guilt trip.
I did have Dancing with the Stars duties, right, Ronnie? You know that.
Darn.
Yes,
and
you do.
You were working hard. We got you.
No, you do.
I'm very responsible like that.
Well, first of all, someone had to hold the fort down. Someone had to hold the fort down, Jackie. So I totally understand.
Right.
If you were with me, then, you know, we would be doing this gorgeous after buzz. Yeah, so one of us had to be.
You know what? According to your super fans on YouTube, at least, and that probably on iTunes too, it is not a show without you, Miss Brittany Brower. And so thank gosh you are back in this studio to make our fans happy.
Yeah, I love hearing that. I love my fans because you know what my fans are? They're as crazy and wild as I am. Like Lady Gaga has her little monsters. I got my little buzzers. For AfterBuzz and for other reasons, and including
can they be buzzards?
Yes, my little buzzards. Yes, my buzzards
those are your
guys.
People.
Go on iTunes and if you're listening right now, I'd love if you're my little buzzard out there. I'd say hi. I love that.
Yes, go on, rate us because you know what? Let's talk about iTunes. We have so much going on with iTunes that the more you rate us, the more we're going to make happen for you. So yes. Keep going on iTunes. Little Buzzards, that's what it's called now.
My little buzzards. Yes.
Right. Wait and comment, because we are bringing you, in exchange, exclusive content. Brittany Brower is going to flash us by the end of the show. No, I'm just
no pressure.
I don't have my pretty bra on today.
Okay, all right.
I think this one actually could use a good washing.
I think you have the noisy one on today.
Oh, I know. Oh, I got the noisy. I got some noise. I got my little bling going here. But speaking of talking about tweeting us and commenting on iTunes, please do that, guys, because we're very competitive here at AfterBuzz. I know you guys don't know that watching at home, but our shows get listed in order for who's most popular. So I know you have top model fans out there who are listening know all about competitive. And hello, I was on a competition show twice. Come on, bring it on. Bring in those comments and let us know
Regina
what you think.
So Regina,
he's obviously competitive people. So yes. Make it happen.
Put us to the top, people.
Before we say something very super important,
yes,
I need to know where you got that necklace, Brittany, because like everyone else, I am looking at it online from my home in New York, and I am wondering what's going on, because that is hot.
Well, first of all, Jackie, you're absolutely going to die in love where I got it, and you're going to be a huge fan. And you know how you and I always love bargains?
Yeah.
We always talk about getting a great deal. I got this little plug on our own. It's Topshop. And I recently got it.
Is that the one you got?
I got it my birthday weekend in Vegas. Yes.
I remember when you picked that out.
So it's brand new. I just got it. So Topshop, I'm sure all over. Yeah, definitely love the Topshop in New York. Hello. Amazing. And the meat market district. Yeah.
I'm so going. I'm so excited.
Go get it. Okay. Go right after the show, girl. Go get it.
That's right. Forget the show. You talk about it. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
But speaking of shopping, people, also, we're just going to throw it all out there now because we have so much to talk about. If you shop on Amazon.com through AfterBuzzTV.com, all you're doing is giving us some help. You're not costing yourself anything extra. And if you're going to Amazon anyway, just enter through AfterBuzzTV.com so we get some credit for sending you there. And it does nothing to you except everything for us to gain here at AfterBuzz. So that's the other thing we ask of you. That's it. iTunes and Amazon. Nothing. That's like nothing.
That's it. That's it, guys.
Anything. You're there anyways, so you might as well go through. Yeah.
I mean, come on. If you're listening, help us out.
Throw us a bone.
So now that we got that out of the way, huge, huge, huge tease. I'm not going to say announcement because right now it's a tease, guys.
Oh, okay.
But because everybody loves our show so much, we may have a huge, huge, huge guest for our finale after show. There's nothing confirmed yet, so I can't say too much. But the more you go on, the more you listen to us, the more you make things happen for us through the rest of this season, we may be bringing you in return the hugest guest we've had on AfterBuzz so far.
And
Brittany Brower.
Exactly. Besides me. I mean, hello, people. Besides me, of course. But use your imagination. I'm sure it's pretty good. I'm sure you can probably figure out what we're getting to, people. But use that little noggin.
That's right. Use that noggin. So tweet out, do all that stuff, and we may be bringing you a huge surprise in return. But speaking of the show, maybe we should start talking about it.
Maybe we should.
That's a good idea.
But I do kind of want to talk more about my necklace or my birthday. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, let's definitely get into the show. It was such a good one. I like this episode, but I'll let you start it off, Jackie.
Well, I am right there with you, Brittany, because, first of all, I love Kelly Catron. We've talked about this all the time. And I think this was a double-edged episode for me. Not double-edged sword, double-edged episode, because so many good things happened for me with Kelly Catron. And believe it or not, the whole tension between her and Annalise, which is that she's never approved of Annalise.
Right.
And yet we all know what happens at the end of this episode, which I'm not so happy about.
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing for me about this episode was the fact that Kelly Catron, we're kicking it off with the Book and Bang Challenge. Basically, you're going on Real World castings, trying to sell yourself to these designers. And it brings up my point, which we'll get to as we talk about it, but Kelly Catron has never approved of Annalise as a model throughout this season. And Kelly Catron, to me, represents that really hardcore fashion maven, PR maven, that really wants those true Sophie-type models. And yet there's Annalise, who's talented. She's a great model. She's multifaceted, she has definitely different avenues she could take, which to me makes a great model. But people in the industry, like a Kelly Catrone, don't necessarily always go for the Annalise type. So she's never really liked her up until this episode, and it starts with this challenge. So that's what I'm loving. I definitely want to talk about that. And let's get right into it with this challenge. I would love to know your thoughts in the studio, people. Bring them to me.
Well, isn't it now, I mean, I know it's America's Next Top Model, but I feel like it's gotten into such a point where it's more of just being, like we talked about earlier in this season of the show, about how it's just being more faceted as an artist, as a co-host, as a brand, and who you are. And yeah, I know that Kelly hates Annalise for being, or not hates, but just doesn't like Annalise necessarily for being a model, but she's so well-rounded in everything else. So I'm very disappointed that she's now gone. And I think that she has so much going for her. And as Tyra said at the end of the episode, you have so much going for you. Don't stop. And I think that Annalise really is the full package. Annalise and Sophie. I'm not a Laura fan. Yeah, she's a great model, but top model is not just about a model anymore. It's so much more to it. Right?
Mm-hmm. I am so with you in so many ways, Tyler. That's why I say I loved this episode because of some things, and then at the end, I didn't love it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, as we said, a lot of good things did happen for Annalise in this episode. But that's why I was also really shocked at the outcome. Brittany, where are you standing on all of this?
Okay.
Specifically this first challenge.
Okay, so I'm not shocked at all about any of it. Shocker. And I just think...
Tell us why.
Yeah. Okay. So, of course, Annalise, like, completely was one of the ones that was stronger in the episode. She booked more shows. She did everything right. Her photo was... I kind of agree with the photo. I wasn't a fan of the photo at all, but I always go back to who knows if that really was her best shot. That's just me being bitter. Side note. So you never know, whatever. But anyway, long story short...
End
of the day, tell me, if you're a fan out there, tell me you didn't think that it has to come down to a British girl and American girl. 1 + 1 = 2 on Top Model. Trust me, it is that calculated. No, there are no surprises. There's never going to be, you know, I was actually having this conversation with Tyler on the drive here, and I said, you know what? I would actually have loved to have seen it if maybe... 3 British girls were left at the end, or 4 British girls were left at the end, and no American girls. Or, you know, the top 4 were all British. Or, I mean, I'm not saying that's the way the cookie crumbles. I mean, I know it's by whatever anyway, but it just seems like so calculated that, of course, here we are, final 2, and it's an American girl and a British girl.
That it just so happens,
I'm sorry. You know, it just seems to me that it's a little too ironic. Don't you think?
Well, it's like Laura had the leg up because she was facing 2 British girls. So it's like she was great because they were going to narrow it down to an American and a Brit.
Because she really kind of screwed off in this episode. She wasn't great. She didn't have a good runway walk. Every single, you know, all of them said she didn't really have a great walk. You know, I like her, but she didn't have a great walk, which it was a runway challenge once again. And then... her photo, and usually she's so confident in her photo shoots, and in that glass bottle, she was not a genie in a bottle, guys. She did not know how to bring any magic set at all.
And I was reading an article about it, and it said that she was so Christina, not genie in the bottle, but Christina dirty. Like, she couldn't really portray herself as
Jay said, I'm waiting for the stripper pole. He had to stop her during the shoot and say, I'm waiting for the stripper pole to come down in that bottle, because it was very, like, that's all she knows, which, trust me, I am a Laura fan. I'm not a Laura winning fan, but I am a Laura fan. I do think she's taking really good photos. I do like a lot of her photo shoots. I will agree with that. I know the girl loves to bend, which she started bending in the bottle. And they said, all right, not so much bending. And I was like, oh, God, there she goes.
Was she the one in the crib in the baby shoot when she was the one shoot?
She's always a bender.
She's a bender.
Not on a bender, but she is a bender. on a bender is usually Brittany Brower from Cycle 4.
So there you go. That's you.
Just kidding. I don't do bender. I do nights.
Long nights.
So, yeah, I mean, I just think that she takes great photos, but she lacked in runway, and she lacked in the photo shoot. And now, according to Top Model, the way it usually goes, it's episode by episode is the way they usually vote you off, because that's the way I've always learned it, and that's the way everyone else has always been taught, is, you know, each episode counts, but not in this one, because she didn't do good, and yet she still made it to the final two, which makes my point of that they had to have a British girl and an American girl in the final two.
You know, I am so glad that you called that out, because that is the immediate producer behind the reality scenes brain that went on in my head.
They had to.
That exactly had to happen. And yet, we look at this episode, and if you're right, you're right, Brittany. If you're judging it by episode, in my head, I was like, okay, well, she did have stronger weeks in the past. But if they're leaving it on the table just by this episode, you're right. Laura was the weakest in not one, but two parts of this episode.
Two.
So how is this fair? And I totally agree.
It's not fair at all.
That has to be the reason.
Right.
Pretty and make it half and half, British invasion, Brits versus Americans. Totally with you on this.
They had to.
It's disappointing.
And
it's disappointing.
That's why I said earlier, I said, I would almost have rather have been two British girls at the very end or something. Like, it would have seemed more real. Like, are you kidding me? Out of 14 girls or however many started off the season, they started off with all these girls or 12, whatever. I don't keep track of all the numbers. I don't do math, people. that there's the British girls and there's, the American girls, and they have all these girls on both sides, and it just so happens that it comes down to the very end, final two. No, it's calculated. And you know what? The final two girls are when it's supposed to be. They look at the past. The final two is when it's not just on that final runway show. They actually go through all the old photos. That's when it's supposed to be, how did this girl do throughout the whole season? So if it was just on the episode like it was tonight, Laura should have gone home.
Well, hey, Jackie, I know we weren't here last week, but do you think that last week's with Alicia leaving all of a sudden totally screwed up the producers and screwed up the episodes? Or do you think that, like some past seasons, they wanted a top three at the end or a top four to walk off, but just so happens this season now it's just going to be top two. Did you guys?
Well, that's also, I totally agree with you on that, Tyler. Good call, because I do think that, you know, they're definitely doing certain Americans out and then certain Brits out. And I think by Alicia eliminating herself, they definitely ran into, like, you know, go mode, like, okay, how do we fix this now? What's the best way to go about this kind of thing?
Right.
Because you can't prepare for those moments. What I do love about this season on the whole is the Brits really gave the producers a run for their money.
They're just up and leaving. They're like, just, no, I'm done. And like with Alicia last week, she's like, oh, I gotta go. I got other stuff to worry about. My mom said if I need to go, if I feel like I'm just losing myself, I gotta go.
Maybe,
all right, then go.
I don't know. Maybe it has to do with... In America, we just grow up, like,
you know,
like, is that a cultural thing?
Maybe so, because we have so many reality shows and we're all like in it to win it. And I'm not saying I love the Brits. I'm actually going for Sophie. Like, number one, I think Brits should take this all the way, by the way. Love it. I've been a Sophie fan since day one. But I'm saying maybe it's something culturally, like, you know, they don't grow up in the reality world that we do. They don't grow up in this,
right.
You know, I mean, you know, we've been watching reality world since, you know, Trishelle got in a hot tub on the Real World back in the day, you know, in Vegas. You know, we've been watching for so long. That was when I was, I guess, in middle school, maybe. And Trishelle's a great friend of mine. So it's funny to make fun of her on this. Hi, Trishelle. But, you know, we've been watching this for so long with reality that we want to be on reality so much that maybe that's why we just kind of stick with it. I mean, I know many times when I did the show, I wanted to quit. It's tough. It's not fun, guys. It's really hard. It's a different situation than you'll ever be in your entire life. It's nothing that you'll ever wish to do really again, even though I did go back for All Stars, but I just figured it'd be different since we were coming back as All Stars, but no, it wasn't. It's worse for me. But, you know, it's just, it's a rough, rough thing. It's not an easy walk in the park. You're taken away from your family. You're in a women's penitentiary because you're surrounded strictly by women, and you can't make any decisions on your own. You can't even go to Rite Aid and buy yourself a toothbrush. Everything is calculated. So it's really rough, and you can't talk to your family when you want. Sometimes you go like up to 5 to 7 days without speaking to anyone that you know, family or friends wise. It's hard. So, you know,
It is.
Yeah. I can see why these British girls and people go, you know, they're just like, I'm done with this. Like, but we are around it so much more. And we kind of, I don't know. Maybe that's just my theory.
Is there a different? Have either of you seen Britain's Top Model? Is there a any sort of difference in the competition or the way it's laid out, or is it basically the same
premise? They don't air that here.
Well,
it is America's Next Top Model.
The funniest part about it is that they've done this before. They've done this show before, and, you know, maybe it's
right.
not as tough there. Is the only thing I could think of.
Guys,
they've been through this roller coaster before.
Right, that was my thought. Like, why is it?
First
it's
of
not
all,
new to them.
First of all, it's not the roller coaster before. America's Next Top Model is the one who created this concept. They made it. Australia's Top Model, all that stuff is copycats. America's Next Top Model is
you
the number one. And America, I'm sorry, is a leading in, you know, media. I mean, we are the people that kind of make celebrities and make stars. Sorry, this is the way it happens. London, you know, they did give us the Beatles. Thank you. And John and Elton John, we love you for that. I mean, the list goes on and on with music, though. Actually, all the great musicians are British, but a lot of them. Sorry, I'm going to dig my own grave here.
Get out of it.
Long story short, though, we are the leading in it. Even Sophie says many times that you, in America, that's when you're known. British stars are get famous in London, in Britain, but not worldwide, whereas our celebrities are worldwide. So I'm telling you right now, going back to the point of it, maybe Britain's Next Top Model was nothing like ours. Ours is the main starting off one. It's a lot stricter. All right, the continuity is way higher. Keeping us underground and secret who the winner is a lot larger because it's worldwide. It's not just Britain. No one's trying to figure out who won Britain's Next Top Model. I'm sorry, except maybe people in Britain. Everyone else in the world is trying to figure out who won America's Next Top Model. People in in Russia are sending me tweets and Facebooks and saying, hey, so who do you think won? Da, da, da. I mean, everyone is interested on this. It's all over the world. It is a worldwide phenomenon. So I'm sorry. It is harder to be on America's Next Top Model than probably these knockoff ones.
Right. Well, Alicia even said that last week in her snippet of her ex interview. She had said, well, I have been on Britain's Next Top Model, but America's Next Top Model, this has been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. This has been so much harder than Britain's Next Top Model. So I'm thinking, what's the big, huge difference?
Lot.
So
I completely understand it and I completely agree on it.
Because
I
you're coming from like the show that originated at all, coming from like a spawn of Britain's Next Top Model. So maybe it's not as harsh.
And they're only in their countries. I mean, they don't air Britain's Top Model over in America or in really that I know of a lot of other countries. It's mostly, it stays in Britain and America's Next Top Model is all over. So it's a lot more pressure. It's the original one. It is the original. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Tyra did great with that. It's the one that started all the other ones that tried to copy it. And it's it.
Yeah, and I do have to give credit where credit is due. As much as they put you through hoops and as much as, you know, Brittany, you lived through it and you know things like finish one Brit versus American, we know those things are made for TV. But what I do like about it, and I think you kind of have to at least admit this, Brittany, is that they do touch upon the real world aspects of the modeling world. Whether they take it 20 times or not just too far is one thing, and whether they add in some silly, crazy, made-for-TV stuff is another. But I did like about this episode, you know, we mentioned the real world and all that, this was the most real world of modeling as far as the challenges went for me this season, because not only was it having to actually do the ad that would be used in front of the client for the fragrance, but also this runway challenge where, you know, you're booking on the spot again, like they did in Toronto, which we loved. Here they are doing again in Hong Kong, and you're getting that immediate reaction from the clients. You're going in, as you can vouch, Brittany, in more traditional form for the castings with the America's Next Top Model book in your hand. And to me, this was why it's even more important to me that Laura didn't do well and still made it through, is because these are the most real-world challenges you're going to get on this show. And Laura did not do well, starting with the walk. Hello, we talked about this with Catherine. If you don't have a good walk and you have that high-fashion, hard, edgy look, you're in trouble. And here we are.
Right.
Laura not booking, you know, booking the least out of the three girls. And here's Annalise surprising everybody, and clients are loving her. In
because
the real
world, she did go on more and she did come in with more personality, which is endearing to a client. You come in with a good personality too. It makes them kind of like you more. Maybe they overlook the fact that your walk isn't as great. You come in like, well, hello, lady. You know, or whatever that's what I would do. I have a 1920s vibe about me that I go to castings with. No, just kidding. But if it makes
Brittany, you could vouch. This felt you could be in the real world going on castings. This is kind of what it's like.
It should be. And that is what I'm going to say going back to the show, is that Laura was not excited about doing another Ghosties. She was kind of, she was bummed about it. She was like, oh no, not again. And I'm thinking while watching it going, well, sweetie, it's only the third one out of a whole, you know, 2 months you guys are shooting the show.
Yeah, do you want this to be your career?
Welcome to the new world or the real world when you're going out daily or you're going out a few times a week, you know, if you're lucky, and you're going and you're doing runway. You're having to go in front of them and show your walk. I mean, that's what I did nonstop after I got off Top Model. I did mostly runway, and I was doing it a lot, and I was going on castings nonstop, and that's, you have to show your walk. So,
and that's why it's so alarming, because she did the least well, especially for runway, where, again, we said she's going to have to be a runway girl as part of her look, and she's not nailing it. And here Annalise is coming in a little bit shorter, a little bit, you know, I don't even want to, she's so skinny. I don't even want to say anything about her body except, you know, not that typical bony, you know, thin, hugely tall model. And Annalise is killing it. And Sophie, we knew, would kill it. I mean, she's absolutely just booked 4 out of 4 winning
yeah.
the challenge.
And she always has. Every single time they've done this challenge, she always wins. I mean, she obviously has what it's got. And you know what? Her personality takes her so far. She's also really excited, and she's always has a positive attitude, which I give her freaking kudos for, because having that uppity of a personality this far along in the competition is bravo, my sister. Bravo. Because many times I've been like, toward that end, yeah, I'm here. What are we doing? What do you want me to do today? Yeah.
And isn't Laura being a bit like that, though? And that's also what was really bothering me.
But
here,
she's been positive in the interview part. During her little interviews in front of the camera, I had noticed that she's trying to be positive, and she is saying positive things. But in the end of the show, but the part with her saying, like, oh gosh, you know what it is? It's not her not being positive. It's her fear. She doubts herself because she's not good at runway. So she's like, oh God, it's just her verbally expressing how she feels about it, because she has to go yet again to another runway kind of challenge. Whereas what's funny, unfortunately, Laura, you can't do a backbend in front of for the runway show. Because if she could do a backbend in front of these judges, I mean, in front of these, you know, these fashion designers, they would hire in her heartbeat.
She'd be like, done. She'd be it.
All right, good. She can bend her back. Perfect. You're hired. But unfortunately, you got to use your feet, not your back in this. Ooh, it sounds so sexual.
Wait,
and can we get
use
off
your feet, not
get
your
off
back.
Your back and get on your feet, Laura. Which kind of makes sense with her, because she is so sexual.
She wants sex all day. Wait, what? Sorry.
What's that?
I said, which kind of makes sense, because Laura likes to, you know, she's very sexual, so she does need to get off her back and get onto her feet.
I really want them to document her when she goes back for that video shoot.
Well, speaking of sexual guys, I'm surprised she didn't have more of a run-in with Gregory Durham, the banana crotch, bananas in her bum, bananas in her afro, crazy designer. Because did anybody notice him as much as I did? He was the most hysterical of the designers, and I wanted to point him out, because there really are crazy designers like that out there that you will encounter as a model on a weekly, if not daily, basis. The one who had Annalise have the bananas hanging off all of her costumes and everything. I thought he was the funniest out of all the designers, by the way. I just had to throw that in there. I don't know if
I love it.
I'm still enthralled by the way you say bananas.
Bananas.
Bananas. Bananas.
But anyway.
Yes. I'm looking at what's his name again? Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, they're always weird ones like that, which they're fun, they're fascinating, and they're amazing. And I'd love to call him when Halloween comes around.
See what he can whip up for you.
Surprisingly, you would think that that would be like a fixed thing that America's Next Top Model might do. Like, oh, they'll find somebody really crazy. But the fact of the matter is, I swear, how many times, Brittany, have you worked with somebody like crazy weird like that in the fashion world? And you're like, am I really doing this right now? But even then, a lesson that you just have to suck it up and smile and find the positive in it, because it's not about you. It's about the client.
Well, first of all, y'all know how nutty and crazy I am. I'm so bananas. So I would have loved to have worn that banana outfit. Or I love...
So bananas.
I mean, I actually, every time I got one of those designers, I absolutely loved it. I love campy. I'm like, make my outfit crazier, and the bigger it is. I thought
Wait,
it was...
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, of course.
What is in your AfterBuzz cup tonight?
Oh, what do you water, as always. Why?
The only thing, I love that question.
The only thing they serve it at AfterBuzz, good old water.
Or is it the same thing she was drinking in Vegas? Who knows?
It's her Vegas go-go juice.
It's my go-go juice. Oh, you guys are crazy. God. What, am I acting, anyway, am I acting different than I am normally? That's crazy.
No, we love it. Keep it coming.
Yeah.
No, you're I'm just, normally you also bring champagne though, Brittany.
I wish I had some champagne tonight. Ronnie, where's my champagne?
We'll set up the champagne. Two things for the next one. We should set up the champagne and your banana suit that you were gonna
banana
wear.
Banana suit.
Done.
Yeah. Tyler, do we agree? Would that work?
Done. Oh, 100%. This is it.
Actually, first of all, can I just say that I would much rather wear the Marie Antoinette outfit, and I have one. Well, I actually don't have one.
Are you going to go get it at Party City?
No,
or?
No. And I will let Lisa D'Amato, if you're listening right now, Lisa D'Amato has an authentic Marie Antoinette, like, crazy-ass costume that she, like, made, and it's amazingly beautiful. If you don't know who Lisa D'Amato is, she's a winner of All Stars from Cycle 17, people. And it's amazing. So maybe I'm going to ask her if I can borrow it, and I'll come next week for the finale in a Marie Antoinette costume.
Could you please?
With champagne.
Please. Oh my God.
I love it. Hey,
Jackie, more than
before we get into the next aspect of Top Model, I think Brittany was going to let us know about the Gamefly situation here at AfterBuzz. Brittany?
Oh, was I?
Or would you like me to take care of that?
I would love to tell you about Gamefly. yes, you know, let me tell you about Gamefly, guys. I'm actually just finding out about it, and I'm a huge gamer myself, so I'm very excited about this. It's a Netflix for video games, which I love Netflix. So if you love Netflix, then you're going to love this even more because you can just go on. There's over 8,000 games for PlayStation, Xbox, Wii's, and more. So, and there's always new games available. AfterBuzz TV fans, guys, get a special 15-day free trial if you go through www.gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV. You can test it out for free. Ooh. It's amazing. Guys, get it literally. It's a free 15-day trial. So go do that.
I like the
now.
Way she said www.gamefly.com/AfterBuzz.
Backslash. Oh, I'm about my www.
That still gets me when people say, like on commercials or any spots, www. Like,
I
know she took us back to
1998. Yes. First of all,
she took us back to
1998. Let me just tell you guys.
Hard on Brittany.
I love Brittany. We all do. We're so glad she's back.
No, but I do love WWW because I just love those commercials. That I always hear that on every single infomercial because I love my infomercials, guys. I watch infomercials every night from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. And it's always www. So I think the WWW is fabulous.
Nobody says three W's like you, Brittany.
Thank you, guys. I love
it. We love it. But in reality, if you want your 15-day free trial, it's very simple. Gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV, like Brittany said. So Gamefly fans, get hooked up with AfterBuzz. Super simple, and you get to keep on rocking with us with the Top Model After Show. So, very simple.
They should do a Top Model
also,
game.
Speaking of partying and all the things, before we get to the photo shoot, which I know, Ronnie, are you ready with those hot shots?
I'm on it. You? Yeah.
Before we get to that, we're talking about partying. We're talking about Brittany's 2-week birthday bender. We're talking about gaming. Did anybody realize how Sophie highlighted the number one thing that you should probably never do as a model, but so many models do, and I wonder if you did this in Vegas, Brittany. She won all her money, and then she went and spent it in Hong Kong in the club in one night.
Well, first of all, absolutely. I would have probably started then going in debt and using my own money, and I'd gone through my winnings and then start pulling my card out. I like drinks are on me. It's totally my way that I am, of course. But no. But let me just tell you, and then me and Tyler were kind of laughing about this on the way over. First of all, let's be honest. How much a thousand Hong Kong bucks? That's like a dollar, 50, that's like 50 bucks.
No, she won 4,000 Hong Kong whatevers.
Or whatever, right.
And it was equivalent to like maybe $500.
Yeah.
And
so,
like a night out on the town, come on, producers, couldn't you foot the bill? We're making us spend our own money now.
No,
the
they don't. You pay for your own drinks on Top Model, y'all. Top Model, y'all. Y'all pay for your own drinks.
So they don't want you getting
that's
boozed
www.
up. www.booze.com.
dot AAA
No, just AA.
.com.
Just AA.
Oh, AA. Oh, AA.
No, not AAA. We're not in the car, sweetie.
Y'all know I'm not looking into rehab. I don't even know.
Brittany and I have needed AAA, though, in our lifetime together at
AfterBuzz. We have, at AfterBuzz, we have. We had a flat tire, and it was quite, we tweeted it. We took lots of photos.
Who changed that one?
That's right.
Oh, no, Phil did.
Our producer, Phil Speedtech, of course, with a headlight on his head.
Thanks, Phil.
But let's get back on track here. Let's talk about the photo shoot because it was a huge one. Dream come true fragrance shoot. This is like when they do the CoverGirl shots. This matters because if you're the winner, which you all should, standing there should want to be, you're going to have this photo out there for the world to see in ads, in magazines, possibly wherever they use it, on billboards, websites. So this shoot matters the most. And again, why I have an issue with Laura not pulling it out, but we'll definitely get to her. I think we're starting with the winner, which no shock here. When it matters, Sophie comes through, even though she may not have won the last few challenges, she's always up in the top, and she won this one. Gorgeous shot. Sophie always kills it. Their issue, though, was maybe she wasn't youthful enough. But here's the thing. Are any of these girls, like, none of them are, like, 18, I don't think. They're all in their 20s, aren't they?
Yeah, so, Sophie's. I know Sophie's 21 because she just talked about it last episode.
Are we working on Sophie still? No, that's not Sophie. Unless Sophie got a big tan. There she is.
There's the little Sophie.
Yes, that is our little Sophie.
So Sophie's up or no?
She's up. She is. Yep, she's looking pinker and beautiful as ever.
Okay, so what do you guys think? Because I think this is a gorgeous shot. I think it's dreamy. I think it fits with a fragrance, but I don't know if it's super useful. I think it's the most useful out of the three, possibly, just because her look is, like, tailor-made for something like this.
Yep.
But if that comes down to casting, I mean, they can't help the fact that they're not 17-year-old models or 18-year-old models. So it's not like they could get cast for it, but I think this was an amazing shot.
Yeah, can I just say it is an amazing shot. She looks absolutely stunning, but for what they want, I don't agree that any three of these girls nailed it at all. And I think, and I was already thinking when I watch it, I bet they're going to, whichever girl does win, I can almost guarantee they're going to reshoot it. This will not be the one they use for the advertising campaign.
Ooh, that's a good call.
I really don't think so. I think they're gonna reshoot. Well, let's be honest. That's probably Tyra's gonna fit her ass in that bottle too. Let's be.
She'll be somewhere in there.
Let's be honest.
Well, I don't think it's youthful in the essence of the word, like the bottom of that huge dress. I don't think whoever's gonna be in it's gonna look a little older.
I think it's really pretty. I actually like the idea of this, and I think it.
I'm not a fan.
I love Lisa's from last year, and Lisa's just holding the big bottle. I think it's really pretty, and it was a really great way to start it off. I think it's very.
Well, yeah, being in the bottle's great, but I
think it's a pretty shot. I'm not saying it's great for what they want for younger girls. I think it looks more like something this would be for Chanel.
Right. It's a little too elegant for like a younger demographic.
It's more high fashion. I mean, they're blaming the girls for not being so young and innocent. Yet this is a very, to me,
Here's the problem. Why would they style it this way? Why would they do the dark lighting? Why would they do it like more mystique and sexy like this?
Amen, Jackie.
Bam.
Right?
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
100%.
I think that's the problem. I don't think it's the model's problem, and I think they really didn't have a lot to work with.
Sorry to Twilight back to me, but when I did my ones and I was holding the dogs, they put black smoky eyes on me and the biggest red lips and contoured my cheeks to high heaven, and they said I look like a porn star. I'm like, well, stop giving me black smoky huge eyes and big, bright pink lips. I've got pink, like, you know, it all comes down to that sometimes with these photo shoots, is they criticize things that it's not necessarily the model's problem.
Right.
Right.
Then put me in
totally
a tutu.
Agree on that and the youthful point of view with that. That being said, I almost feel like we should throw that out the window because there was just no shot in hell any of these girls were going to look super
youthful.
I agree.
Think so either. This is not a look at the picture right now. This is gorgeous. It's dark. It's sexy. It's whimsical. It's in a bottle. It's stunning. It's a fairy tale. It's like I want a bottle of the perfume like that with her in it. I want to have that. Right. Like I want her to sit on my nightstand with all my perfume or wherever it is. You know, in my bathroom. I want her to actually a little image of that floating in the bottle. How pretty is that? I would love that. As we said, I just had my birthday and it was a big one, folks. So just you know, reminds me of something that I would want on my cabinet. You know, it's really pretty.
On your 30th, not your 16.
30th, yes. I don't know who turned 30, but yes. Point taken. Point proven.
Tyler, you're 30? Congratulations.
I will be on
he
Sunday.
Is. Actually, Tyler turns 30 this Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have another birthday. Well, you people better show up next week.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
We'll be here next week. But like
I
was.
A few days to get over it if it's on Sunday.
Oh,
oh no. We'll be here.
We'll be good.
I missed the finale of my Marie Antoinette costume.
No way,
hell no.
Jose.
Maybe I'll even drag Lisa with me if she's still in the country right now. Maybe I'll get her ass
please.
Out here.
All right. Well, let's move on to Laura because another breakdown from Laura here showing weakness. If she was on a set and she was acting like this, I don't know how much she was acting like that. You know, I don't know how much was confessional versus on the set.
Right.
My brain is, like, confused now. But if you're acting like that on the set of a shoot for a client, for advertising especially, you are going to not make any friends and probably not book another job with people. And you might even get kicked off a shoot. So everything about Laura's behavior,
yeah.
because it wasn't what she wanted to do, you have to get over that in modeling. You're going to do 90% of things you don't want to do. That's what it is, because you're answering to everybody in the business.
Yeah.
So that being said, though, I have to say, I do think this is a good shot. I don't think it's a bad shot.
I don't think it's bad either. I like it.
I'm a fan of it. It kind of looks like she's getting brought up in an alien ship. She's looking up at the light, and it's sucking her in her little tube. Or she is a genie in a bottle, and someone just rubbed that lamp, and she's about to pop out of there and make their wishes come true.
See, I almost think, after comparing it to the previous shot with Sophie, looking at this one, it's, to me, just not taking into account the episode, this is more youthful to me, just looking at the shot.
Well, I like the shot. I didn't like it. I saw her attitude and how she was acting during the shoot. It was she was very uncomfortable in her own skin. She even psyched herself out before, saying, "You know, I used to chop my Barbie's heads off. I don't know, like this. I've never been a princess. I've never been wanting to be one. I'm always like this rocker kind of rough chick." So she psyched herself out when no one was needing her to. But she did finally. It was so awkward to watch her shoot, and it never is awkward, but it was awkward for me to watch her. But I really like this photo.
I do too. And I like the way the dress is positioned. It looks more like that's the actual fragrance in the bottle.
I like the way her right arm is floating on top of that dress in the pink. Don't you guys? I love that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like floating. It's
love
floating
that.
On that. I think it's really pretty.
How's that go-go juice?
And so as we're watching this, looking at this, we're sort of all agreeing that maybe that is why she did get the pass, because she did have a good photo. But I do have to say, as we move on to Annalise, and
I don't like this photo.
He said this. I didn't like the photo, but if you're going on achieving the look, she actually did the most youthful, vibrant look with her smile.
I just don't like this photo.
It's actually my least favorite photo of the three, though.
Do you know that this picture reminds me of, speaking of partying and booze and all whatnot? It looks like a pink martini shaker.
Ooh.
And she is. And she's a worm in it. Look at that thing. Look at that cord she's holding on to.
A clear solo cup that she's in, just dangling in a
basically,
drink.
She's a cocktail.
She's pull the light on with that string.
She's a party favor.
Yeah. There's so much happening there.
She's drunk. That's all she's smiling. That's all she seems
she's
more
happy.
No, I'm kidding. But no, I just don't like this photo. No, I'm not. I just don't like this. I didn't like this photo. So I think she did great the rest of the episode. Maybe we just talked her way out of thinking that maybe she should have been here if we are going episode by episode. But I don't know. I just didn't. It was a little. I don't know.
Unfortunately, this is my least favorite photo out of the three.
Me too. Yeah, I agree.
I agree that
so
she looks like a tennis player.
That, I guess that's where they stood. And I do agree they want a Brit versus American finale. It all comes together. And Laura and Sophie, it's kind of cool that they have not similar looks, but they can kind of be compared because they're both kind of the same category. If they were in a modeling agency, they'd be in the same category of blonde body types. So it's kind of a fair trade-off as far as comparing the two for the finale as well. Like Annalise said in the beginning of this episode, I'm the only one with this complexion. I'm the only one who, if they want something like my look, they're going to book me because I'm the only one. So I guess you can compare Sophie and Laura. That makes a little bit of sense. But I still think that Annalise was the most well-rounded, has the most opportunity to really make it in so many ways. And that's why I do think Tyra wasn't just saying that. I think Tyra truly believes that she needs to really build off this now because she has a lot of chance for opportunity in the real world.
No, yeah, 100% agree with
you. Yeah, she does. She's got a great personality. I'm sorry. All I can see when I look at her is Scary Spice, and I love it.
That's what reminds me of here.
Like.
It's very Scary Spice.
No, the entire series of the season cycle, I've looked at her. I'm like, gosh, she sounds just like her. And not just from British.
And her complexion, the hair, everything.
But she actually has the same dialect, too, as Scary Spice. Like, it's, you know, the other girls are from, you know, Britain. They don't sound like Scary. Like, she sounds just like her, looks like her. I don't know. I love her.
Isn't that her sister?
Probably.
No.
I do really like her, and I think she's going to really go far with her career.
Oh, she'll definitely
with
go far.
Hosting and more of character, and maybe not so much modeling, but hey, that's not necessarily where the money is.
She's got
anyways.
Such a great personality. She's going to go so far. She's going to be great.
Yes, I agree. Oh,
and
we love her.
Oh, she's great.
Hey, this is also a very rare moment that happens on AfterBuzz where we actually say something positive.
And we
about
all agree.
Who got eliminated.
Imagine that.
Normally, whoever got
and
eliminated, I'm like, oh, good riddance.
Annalise is a great model with great potential, and as we said, more than a model. And so that's why I said it was like dual edge for me because it was like, nobody was really depressed because everybody, I think, felt good about it. And she felt good about herself.
How good was her exit? God, can we do a standing ovation? I can't really stand because I don't want to right now, but...
Yes.
Can we do it for her exit? For real, though? I'm not even joking. How great was her exit? Got to give her a huge bow for that. Annalise, if you're listening, bravo, girl, for getting your good, classy exit on. You were fun. It wasn't demeaning, like you didn't care about the show, which is some other girls have done. Like, I don't care about this, and they don't cry. She did it perfect. She was happy. She was happy that they gave her that opportunity. She gave the judges a hug. It was just, to make it that far, she didn't shed one tear, and she was very, I love her. Yes, I like. Bring her back.
Love her. Totally agree. So on that note, we'll keep it positive. And Tyra's doing some positive talking for models around the world. So let's take a commercial, and then we'll get into some news, gossip, and predictions.
All right.
Hey, everybody. John Comerford here. I've got my Mad Men with me.
Kevin Undergaro.
Phil Svitek.
For all you fans of Mad Men, we're your AfterBuzz TV hosts of Mad Men. Every Sunday, right after the show, 9:30, we're breaking down the episode.
You can also check us out on iTunes and YouTube the following morning.
We're going to get into the imagery, the symbolism, the structure. We give you all the information on Mad Men that the other podcasts out there don't.
Very insightful. You're going to love it. Check us out. Please.
Hello, everybody. We are the LA Complex crew, and we are here with Andre Fuller from the LA Complex, who plays Caldrick King. And you can catch LA Complex every Tuesday night on the CW at 9 o'clock. After that, come to our AfterBuzz TV show where we do a recap of the LA Complex. We talk about Raquel. We talk about sex tapes. We talk about, you know, relationships. And you can catch us live at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, AfterBuzzTV.com. If you can't catch us live, go ahead and swing over to YouTube the next day. You can rate. You can comment. Watch us. iTunes, same thing. Download, rate, comment. And we would love to hear your feedback. And we love the support, guys. So please, please, please support us and support the LA Complex. Buzz you later.
Hey guys, this is the AfterBuzz TV crew for The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo!
Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrian Barrow,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugarte.
Buzz you later!
AfterBuzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
Hey, you know, guys, Brittany, Tyler, nobody asked us to be part of that commercial.
Right?
Sorry. Jinx. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Seriously, though, guys, this is why you need to go to iTunes and vote on us. We're apparently not getting enough comments, so they don't even want to have us do our own little commercial.
In top model fairness, Brittany, you were doing a two-week vacation birthday tour.
I'm gone two weeks, and we got a new commercial break. We got a new commercial break.
All right. Well, next week when you're in your banana costume, maybe we'll do the commercial then.
First of all, Marie Antoinette, get it right, get it tight, get it right.
All right, well, let's get into some news and gossip now.
Let's do.
Boom, boom, boom.
Because I am loving this, guys. Brittany, did you catch this, or were you busy off in Vegas and Mexico or wherever you were?
Oh, I'm busy.
Tyra Banks has penned an open letter. I love her. To pen an open letter and put it on the internet on the Daily Beast. But she did write a letter to models, mothers of models, and women everywhere struggling with body image issues in response to the fact that 19 editors of Vogue, all 19 editors, have vowed not to work with models under the age of 16 or who appear to have an eating disorder.
I did see this,
according to Tyra, this is progress being made right here, people. And so she wrote a whole letter about it, starting off with basically saying, if I was starting to model at age 17 in the year 2012, I could not have had the career that I did. I would have been considered too heavy. In my time, the average model size was a 4 or 6. Today, you're expected to be a size 0. When I started out, I didn't even know such a size existed. And she goes on to talk about, obviously, you know, the pressures of the industry and how this change by Vogue calls for a toast over some barbecue and burgers. Vogue toast. Is stepping up, doing the right thing, protecting that girl. Perhaps that girl is you. There's also been, obviously, some outrage when there was 17 Magazine airbrushing a 13-year-old girl. So, you know, we are seeing some reaction, but we've seen a lot before in the industry, you know, the CFDA making, you know, rules and all this stuff. I don't, you know, do you think it's going to help Brittany and Tyler? I know you're...
No, it's not going to help. I love it.
We talk about this all the time.
It's publicity. They're doing it for publicity. It's all for publicity. Oh, now that Vogue didn't say they're not going to hire girls that weren't zeros. It's just, oh, you know what we're going to do? We're not going to hire girls who have eating disorders. Raise your hand out there, folks, if you're a girl that admits you have an eating disorder to your agent. What? Hi, my name's Brittany. I'm 18 years old. I wear a size 0. And did I mention I have an eating disorder? Oh, then we can't take you here because you know what? All 16 of us editors and we agree that we weren't going to take on girls with eating disorders. Well, yeah, whoever admits that anyways. I mean, first of all, if you're size 0 and you're about 5'10", 5'11", guess what? You have an eating disorder. I mean, right. It's just impossible to be a size. I mean, whatever. It's so funny. It's so funny to me. Like, they have these claims.
We call for supermodels to come back in the, you know, Cindy Crawford way all the time.
Yes.
Here's the problem, though. These people in the industry, until they start hiring those girls, it's not like the sports world where you can test for drugs and, you know, you can't instill things like that in the industry because of what you just said. There's no way of really, like, testing and regulating. It's just up to the people in the business and who they hire. They
right.
set the trend.
That's what's so funny is they're saying, oh, they're not saying we're not going to hire zeros anymore. No one said that, which is an article worth reading, and I would like to read that article. It doesn't even matter them saying we're not going to hire girls that have eating disorders. Well, good luck testing that out. What are you going to do, take a urine sample? Oh, her urine's yellow. She has an eating disorder. No, it's so stupid to me. So until they come around and they say, you know what? We're going to go back to the old Cindy Crawford / Tyra Banks years when supermodels were sexy. Might you? Like, look back at, like, Chrissy Turlington. Gorgeous women. It doesn't mean we have to have cows on the runway, people. Just a little bit of a little hip, a little sexiness, a little Brittany Brower. Never hurt anybody. Bring in some, like, looks. You know what I mean? Like, it's just sexy. I'm sorry, it is.
Get your Taco Bell.
Get your Taco Bell on the way that's after Buzz, which I did not do today. You know, I mean, it really is something that would mean a lot more if they really stood by it and really meant it. Right now, I think it's just for publicity and Trish trying to say, we're not going to hire girls that have eating disorders. Well, good luck with that.
I totally agree. I wish it were the case that the trend would just, you know, come back around for that 80s supermodel, 90s supermodel, whatever. But as we said, until it really becomes a true trend again, you're just not there. We could say these things all the time. And that's why the biggest credit I'll give Tyra Banks is that she does stand up for that. That's probably the hugest credit I give her.
Well, thank God she did. Thank God she gained that weight back then, or she probably wouldn't be. I mean, literally, right. I'm just speaking the truth. I mean, she did gain weight. She's not someone that's going to be naturally super duper thin. Neither am I. So it's just as that's the way the cookie crumbles, you know? It's like, but yeah. I honestly love having, like, a little bit of, you know, like, not, I'm not, you know, like,
no
little curvy
curves.
I like I think it's sexy. I think it's sexy when I see other women like that. I really do.
Well, I think a lot of people think that's sexy. Like, I think that it's just not as the skinny growth, that's not as appealing as it used to be.
And first of all, most men that I meet, which is a lot, ladies and gentlemen, just kidding, God, I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. I just like to sound promiscuous. No, but honestly, most guys are like, yeah, we like a girl with
got a great, it's natural.
It doesn't mean you have to have a gut. It means you can still have a flat stomach. We're going back to girls like for the Cindy Crawford age and Christy Turlington. They had amazing flat stomachs, great bodies, but they weren't size zeros.
It's like normal and natural.
Right. Their bodies were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now that body is like the actress body, and it's like not the model body, it's the actress body.
Should
be the model body. Model body should be
Charlize
Theron.
Charlize Theron has that. She could, you know, if she was around, you know, doing that back when Tyra and all that, she would have that.
Angelina went way past the model body. Now she's just...
She's a Calvin Klein model.
Yeah. She's right. Just too much.
Actually, Calvin...
Now.
I think Calvin Klein would... Calvin Klein would feed her a donut.
Yeah.
And like, something like the Today Show guys, which actually doesn't even hire models anymore. They will only use real women. And so it's interesting because I think the fashion world really needs to catch up with the rest of the world and real women.
I don't know how
we're going to make it happen, but we could keep talking about it here. Let's talk about it on iTunes.
Guys, tell me what your real opinion is. We'd love to honestly hear it. Like, it's something I'm very passionate about, not just cracking jokes at. I think, you know how they, you know, orange is a new pink every season and green's a new blue and every single year's a new trend and black nails versus natural nails and now it's fluorescent nails and everything always changes season to season, but yet consistently it's been these anorexic women on the runway. Why doesn't it change? I don't get it. Let's get back to the Marilyn Monroes, the Bridget Bardot. Yes. Like, let's get back to the beautiful women that have gorgeous faces, beautiful bodies that didn't put people in the hospital and didn't cause eating disorders. I mean, it really is something so much larger than just, you know, can you fit into a size zero? It's messing with women's minds, their self-confidence level. All these women that starve themselves in the modeling industry, they're not happy. I went through a phase where I was not happy. I went through a depressed, dark stage where I literally was struggling so much. I've got hips. I've got them.
Who's happy when they're hungry?
I had to constantly try to lose
weight. Nobody.
You know, it's really a rough
thing. You're hungry. You're pissed. Let's be honest.
Who's hungry? Literally, guys, we'd love to hear your comments. Seriously. And you can tweet. I'd love it if you tweet me, too. I would love to hear what you have to say because it's something I'm very passionate about. Go to @BrittanyBrower. You can find me there. Yeah. I would love to hear what you say. I know, and as well as Jackie. I know she is obviously, she's a model, too, and she loves, I mean, we're very passionate about
this. Let's go ahead and start trending a hashtag model size. Just go ahead and hashtag model size and let us know what you think and what the correct size should be in your book. Of what the model size is.
Yes, and include Brittany Brower, Jackie Moran, and Ty
underscore
Brock.
Brittany loves that underscore.
I hate that Ty underscore. Yes.
And what's that?
Oh, I was just
Brittany
telling how
hates the underscore.
I hate Tyler's underscore. I want him to change his Twitter. I can't take it. I can't take it anymore.
Well, until then he does, there is an underscore in there. Don't forget it, people. But before we get into predictions quickly, I just want to point out somebody else who's pissed off and isn't afraid to tweet about it is Kelly Catron because her former assistant was caught stealing money. And what does she do about it? The PR maven that she is, she takes his ass to Twitter and basically calls this guy out on Twitter. She wrote, "Hussy child, please, you better run because you're going down, clown." And she basically called this guy out on Twitter for stealing from her. And
not cool to steal in the workplace, people.
No, because you can't steal and get away with it anymore. Things as Twitter and Facebook, your ass is going to be everywhere.
That's so weird. Why do people steal in the workplace, too? It's your job.
Yeah, be thankful you have a job. Like,
That's right.
So many people are unemployed,
And now you have a job and you're making money, and now you want to
steal.
And
people
then
get
lose your job. And now guess what? We're going to pay for unemployment because he got fired.
And guess what? You're not going to get hired again because everybody knows that you stole because now it's blasted on Twitter.
Now we're turning political on AfterBuzz is America's Next Top Model. We're definitely going to wrap it up there.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get into predictions before we get in trouble.
Woo!
Dun, dun, dun.
And now, AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Now, it looks like, guys, that there's more to come. It's two more episodes to go. Next week is not the finale. The question is, will Laura make it? Because there's this huge fashion show. We already know that she's not big on The Walking. She is we've been waiting for this moment this season. The medic is finally going to come, and it's
finally
going to be Laura.
She's got to have something go.
I think that, okay, she obviously has shown that it's already getting in her head from this past episode. It's already getting a little bit in her head. She's starting to get psyched out. So now it's a runway, which she hates runway. She can't do it. And Tyra even said in the last elimination, you got a lot of work to do on that runway. And you have a lot of work to do. I'm sorry, it's a final two, and you've got a lot of work to do.
And I'm sorry, Laura, this is top model, and you don't know how to walk on a runway?
Yeah.
That you better improve that. Yeah. That's kind of something important you need to know how to do.
But you have a lot of work to do. I mean, that's rough. So I think that had a lot to do with probably what's coming in the next episode is her being extremely nervous and knowing that she might be flopping.
And I think that it's going to be one of those episodes where Laura's just a mess, yet Sophie's just so composed and great and just loving life and just being so amazing.
Sophie.
Yes, 100%.
Sophie's going to win it. I have a sixth sense about these things.
That's my prediction. Sophie all the way. Set it from the beginning.
Well, guys, we have Tyler, get through your birthday.
I will.
Happy birthday, and be back with us next week.
I will definitely be here next week.
Okay, good.
I'll bring the testosterone.
Brittany Brower, Jackie Moran, and Ronnie Junior Media. Those are our Twitter names. We're signing off, and we'll see you guys next week for America's Next Top Model.
Woo!
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later! Alligator.
The express herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.